Spirit, I pray. I pray to thee, Father God, yeah, every day. Wiser and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word.
Amen. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are thankful that we are in his presence this morning. Amen. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads quickly and have a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, oh yes, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us to your presence this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come with thanksgiving. We come with Lord, of appreciation, O God, we are gratitude, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We can look back the week that has gone by. How, Lord, you have kept us safe, our going out and coming in, Lord. Those who have been traveled, Lord, you've given them many mercies to be back, O God. Father, we say thank you because you have directed every footstep that we have made the week that has gone by. And Lord, how grace once again so sufficient that, Lord, it has opened your arms of love, O God, to receive us this morning. Amen. To begin the week right in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you, we bless you. And Lord, as we come to our Sunday school, Father, we want to commit to the Sunday school upstairs and here also into your hands, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will sweep over us, O God, and rather take your word, O God, and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly read our scripture. We are still on the divine nature, and we thank God that last week we were all witness what the Holy Ghost did for us, that our precious brother Brian Locke also came with the same subject and took us through. And, the field of harvest, the harvesters, when they go, the gleaners also are behind. Amen. And at the end of it, it is the same seed that is carried home. Amen. The harvesters, they will harvest, and then the gleaners also will come behind. Amen. It's just like the fivefold ministry. The word of God is so wide. Amen. So let's read our scripture this morning. the same 1 Peter. Chapter 1, say chapter 1. We shall read from the 4th verse. Oh, is it 2 Peter, please? Sorry. Yes. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. May we be seated. God richly bless you. Yes, as we all know, God is looking for a temple to dwell in and walk in. And so, anyone that will be able to, whosoever will build that temple for him, the Bible says he will be your God and you also will be his people. Amen. And we all heard that Solomon built him a house, but the Most High dwelleth not in temples that have been made by hands. Amen. He said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? Amen. See, what is the place of my rest? Seeth the Lord. The Lord looking for a place of rest. Amen. And we know a house not built with hands got to be a house built through the righteousness of God. Amen. That's why our scripture says, whereby, you see, that means for this reason, are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of his divine nature, which means Christ's nature in you and in me. Amen. A house that God is looking for is not a house that should be built with hands. And so he has to provide the materials which we need to build that house. And so the prophet said, the supernatural, as we heard, a supernatural God. He's doing that because a supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So our prophet William Branham said, I'm going to tell you how to build your spiritual house where God can dwell. He wants to make you like himself, and he wants you to be reflecting him, his being. Amen. So we could see that. Please, can you give us the slide, please? So the first divine material God has given, us going for the foundation of this dwelling place of God is faith. As we all see, faith, praise the Lord. So the prophet said, what is the foundation of Christianity? What is the foundation of Christianity? And he answered himself, he said, faith in the word of God. That's your foundation. Amen. What is the foundation of Christianity? And he answered and said, faith in the word of God, that's your foundation. He said, all Christianity, all you are, all you will ever be, is based upon faith in the word. That's the reason I believe the word. Amen. He said, I can't put my faith on anything else. If I was going to put it on a church, which church would I put it on? Catholic, Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostals? What would I put it on? I don't know. They are all scrupled up and everything else, twist lines and everything else. See, but when I am to put my faith, where to put it? I will put it in his word. Amen. I will put my faith in his word. And when I put my faith in his word, it anchors. See, I'm anchored. Nobody interprets it. Thus says the Lord, then I believe that. Amen. So he said, faith holds the key. Faith holds the key that unlocks Christ to the people. It unlocks it. It reveals it. Amen. Let's look at what the prophet is saying here. He said, faith is the key. Faith holds the key to unlock Christ. Praise the Lord. Unlock the word. And brethren, we can look at the faith warriors. That's in Hebrews 11. Amen. True faith. You see, being the key, it unlocked something so precious into their lives. Amen. Look at someone like Moses. He said, by faith. See, by faith. Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter. See, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See, he esteemed the reproach of Christ more than what? Any precious thing. So you see that faith, how it unlocked Christ into his life. That's what the prophet is saying here. Faith unlocks what? Christ. Praise the Lord. And when it unlocks him, it becomes what? Something in you, a nature. Praise the Lord. Look at all the goodies that Moses had at his disposal. Praise the Lord. But those things, he could see further ahead that those things were what? One day it will pass away. And he was looking for something eternal. And he could look at the children of God in the mud and could see Christ in their midst. You see? Praise the Lord. So that's what the prophet is saying. Faith unlocks Christ. It unlocks the word. It reveals it. So today, we are going to try to take the same key to unlock the way to become virtuous Christians in the stature of God and be a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in. Amen. Notice, the first thing he said, you must be born again. You must be born again. You can't be born again without having faith. That means through faith, you are born again. That's right. So you see on my chart here, I got the very foundation. Faith is the foundation of all of it. Amen. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he that cometh unto him, see, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, see, it comes again, that word, diligently seek him. Amen. You know, the other day, Pastor Andrew posted on the church forum a caption, and it was a very good question. He said, is your building behind schedule? Do you remember that caption? He said, is your building behind schedule? And our precious brother George replied, he's still working on me. Amen. Amen. Yes, he's still working on everyone. But the thing is, we go to be at the building site all the time. Amen. Amen. We go to be at the building site all the time. See, we go to be reading the word, coming to church to hear the word. You see, in prayer, meditating upon it. That is what brings you at the word, at the building site. Not forsaking the assembling of yourself together. Amen. Amen. As we are gathered here, yes, we have come to what? The building site. Praise the Lord. In your closets, you take your Bible, you are reading, the message you are reading, you are at the building site. So yes, he's still working on us, but we must always be sure that we are at the building site. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because as it is written, he said, faith, the faith that we are talking about, he said, faith cometh by what? Hearing.
Amen.
See? Hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. The faith, which is the foundation, it cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing the word of God. Amen. And then the scriptures again says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Amen. Blessed are you.
Amen.
You come to the word, this is the building site. You go to be there all the time because he's there every day. Any hour you take your word to read, he's there. That will be building you. Amen. So let us know. Let us say it's not only coming to church, but in your very closest, always be at the building site. Amen. Now, our coming to church also. Yeah, I've written it here. The other day, our President Brother Lee was holding us through that week of our coming to church, you see. Not only just coming, but to be on time. Amen. If he's still working on you, then you got to be on time because he's always on time. Praise the Lord. So let's watch it. It's true that our sisters, especially those who have little ones, it's not easy, actually. It's not easy because to get these children out of bed, it's not easy. You see, but you see, we try to inculcate in them this kind of word, character. Praise the Lord. It's not easy. The children, the other day, Pastor Andrew made me just laugh. He said when he wanted to test our little friend Timothy, the COVID test, the antigen. That little fellow will not have anything to do with it. You see, to push that stick down his nose, no way. And so he said, I had to bribe him. See, I had to promise him some toys before he agreed. So sometimes, not all the time anyway, let's bribe them. See, let's promise them something. They will agree to get out from their beds. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's go back to, let's continue. The prophet said, all right, first you must be born again. And then when you are born again, you have faith. You believe the word. Until you are born again, you will argue against it.
Amen.
If you are not born again, you will argue against it. Anything you just see that, maybe the pastor was preaching against me, or this or that, or this brother. See, you will argue about the word if you don't have the, if you are not born again. He said, you are just religiously inclined and you've got a little human knowledge that you should do right. You see, that's what he said, that's human knowledge of who Christ is. And you know that you should live right. He said, you will never be able to agree upon the word of God if you rely on that. You see, you will never do it. You've got to be born again. And born again, it produces faith. Amen. And when faith comes, you are just in a position growing. Amen. So faith believes God's word. Faith acknowledges the word of God to be the truth. Faith has no hindrance. Faith has no distance to it. Faith, the foundation, overcomes every challenge. Amen. So, what is the first thing, the prophet said? What's the first thing? Have faith and be born again. That's the laying of the foundation. Amen. And after you lay the foundation, faith, then you add to your foundation virtue. Amen. But brethren, at this point, the adding, let's watch something here. Say, after faith, you add to your faith virtue. But the adding, let's look at something. Very, very important. Amen. Because many may have the foundation right. Many may have the foundation right. But what they build upon it is something different, not according to requirements of God. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 3, 11 to 16 and hear what Apostle Paul is saying. And we will understand something from there. 1 Corinthians 3, 11. He said, according to the grace of God, from 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Amen. Let every man take heed. And so we see the same giving diligence here. Apostle Peter was saying we must give diligence to those materials that God has given to us. And here Paul is saying, take heed is the same as what? Giving diligence. So take heed how he buildeth upon it. The foundation has been laid. But now what are you going to build on it? You see. For other foundation, verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. See, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Amen. See, take heed. If any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones. You see, brethren, when the word of God comes like this, we look at it on what? In the spiritual. Amen. It's not just the physical gold he's talking about, not physical precious stones or silver or whatever, as it is there. But we look at it in the spiritual. Amen. Just as Jesus cautioning Laodicea church, he said what? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, see. So, what gold is God talking about, God, Jesus talking about? The prophet said, there is a gold of God. Amen. There is a gold of God. Amen. And then he quoted 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Said that the trial of your faith, you see. We are talking about the gold. The trial of your faith. be much more precious than gold, than of gold that perisheth. You see. So look, the gold we are talking about is a trial of your faith. Amen. The gold of God is Christ-like character. See, so the gold of God is Christ-like character. Praise the Lord. See, produced in a fiery furnace of affliction. That is the right kind of gold. Amen. So, brethren, when Apostle Paul is talking about we got to take heed, you see, that some will provide, some will, the foundation is laid, but some will build, so go upon it, gold, silver, and all those sort of things. It has a meaning. Let's look at what the prophet is saying about the gold of the church. He said, what kind of gold does the church have today? You see, it has put the worldly gold that will perish. It is rich. It is complacent. It has made affluence, that richness, the major criterion of spirituality, the evidence of God's blessing and correctness of doctrine. You see, they base it upon the rich people that are in the church. You see, so the gold of the church now is looking at what? Physical or rich men that have form the congregation, they are looking at how rich they are, the physical money. You see. So, brethren, the gold of God is Christ-like character, produced in a fiery furnace of affliction, a tried stone. You see. So it is what? Character. It's character. All these virtues that have been given to us, the divine materials, they are all in line with what? Our character. Praise the Lord. Christ-like character. That is the pure gold. That has been tried. That has been beaten. Amen. So, take heed how you build upon the foundation faith. As if another time comes, we are going to continue before. But before we go, let's look at Isaiah 28:16. And then you see the kind of foundation we are talking about, the trial of your faith, something that has been tested. You see. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Who is this scripture talking about? Christ. Amen. He's the only cornerstone. Amen. So, foundation, it must be the righteousness of God. Faith through the righteousness of God. And that is also a Christ-like character. On that, my brother, when you build according to all the requirements God has given to us, you will never fall. Amen. No amount of trial and test that will beat upon you. The rains will descend, the storms will come, the billows will rise against you, but you are standing firm because you are standing on the tested rock. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, as you have started with us, O God. We know, O Lord, you take us through the rest of our worship this morning. And Father, we commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands now. The Lord, O God, we want to praise your name. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name. We want to esteem it, O God, this morning. And Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, our instruments, and Lord, the song leader and the musicians, Lord, they will lead the church, God, into that atmosphere where, Lord Jesus, we will be able, God, to be ready to receive your word this morning. And Father, we commit, Lord, your servant, even as he's still waiting on you. The Lord, you bless him, O God. We thank you. Bless you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you.